The Alex Gilbert Trio and another song of the 60s, Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, included in a collection called Bard Songs. Ernestine Anderson, back in 1962 at the Penthouse from a series of live broadcasts I was producing at the time. Ernestine Anderson singing with Dick Palumbi, piano, Chuck Metcalf, bass, and Bill Richardson at the drums, Just in Time. And we began the set of three with a new one from the Mark Lewis Cool Jazz Trio. Mark Lewis on alto, Richard Person trumpet, and Steve Lucino on bass playing Sparkle Dance. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with music from Jazzport Townsend featuring the Mausha Ajanet Group. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. ¶¶
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Three of them in a row for you. From New Orleans, Kid Rena, Alice Moore from 1937, and Benny Goodman from 1947.
Thank you. that won't let me be. These men, they just won't let me be. So I'm gonna pack my suitcase and be back to Tennessee. On your trail. If you've got too many men, they will stay right on your trail. They will get you into trouble, and no one will call your bell. Sleep at night. When you've got too many men, you can't even sleep at night. Every time you step out on the street, somebody wants to start a fight. Man, you don't know what to do. With these men get man, you don't know what to do. They will hypnotize you, I beat you, and keep you in trouble too. Doggone in.
Thank you.
set of three, starting with Kid Rena's Delta Jazz Band, New Orleans, 1940, recorded by Circle Records. And Rena playing the trumpet, Jim Robinson trombone, Alphonse Picou E-flat clarinet, Willie Santiago on guitar, Albert Glennie on string bass, and Joe Rena, I assume brother, playing the drums. Alice Moore, 1937, Decca Records, singing for you. Too Many Men with Petey Wheatstraw at the piano and Lonnie Johnson on guitar. Then Benny Goodman in a duet with Jimmy Rolls at the piano. Capitol Records, 1947, Lazy River, written by Hoagie Carmichael. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at KPLU.org.
One of the best ways to support KPLU is to become a sustaining member. It's simple. You determine the amount you'd like to give, say $10 a month. That amount is then transferred from your account to ours on an ongoing basis, year after year, or until you tell us otherwise. You'll no longer have to think about renewing your pledge to KPLU, and you'll no longer get renewal paperwork in the mail. It's good for us, good for the environment, and good for you. Learn more about sustaining membership at kplu.org.
Cause you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we under. Oh, is any wonder that I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? This little dream might fade. We'll put our hearts together. Now we're one, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. It should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
The Nat Cole Trio, Capitol Records, 1945, Los Angeles. His piano and his voice, Oscar Moore, guitar, and Johnny Miller playing string bass. I'm in the Mood for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Dorothy Fields. Last week I played Earl Hines doing Down Among the Sheltering Palms. And the response was quite interesting. A lot of people called him and said, you know, I didn't think he'd take on a tune like that. Well, it's, in this art, it's what you do with the tune you take on. That's the whole basis of it. A lot of folks wanted to hear it again. Here he is, Earl Hines, 1932. Thank you. Mine started things out on that set. A request by many people to play it again. Down Among the Sheltering Palms, written by Abe Ullman back in about 1915, I think. Hines was playing for Brunswick Records in 1932. On the piano. Memphis Jug Band, Atlanta, Georgia, 1927. Victor Records, Beale Street, Mess Around. And Will Shade, and Ben Ramey, and Vol Stevens, all contributing on a variety of instruments. The jug pretty much played by Charlie Polk throughout the career of the Memphis Jug Band. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and Lester Young. His tenor sax, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Dodo Marmorosa at the piano, Red Calendar bass, and Henry Green on drums. And this is one that Lester Young wrote called DB Blues. It stands for Detention Barracks Blues. Lester didn't like the Army, and the Army didn't like Lester. Lester Young, DB Blues, Aladdin Records, LA, 1945. I'm going to keep that band without Vic Dickinson's trombone for a ballad, and I'm going to chase that ballad. It is These Foolish Things. Excuse me. The music was written by Holt Marvel and Harry Link, and the lyric was written by Jack Strachey. We'll hear Lester, as you just heard him, play These Foolish Things. Then Thelonious Monk's version, 1952. And then to give you the lyric, Billie Holiday, 1952.
Thank you.
that man's lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. To me, they seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you.
These foolish things. A ballad, a classic, written by Holt Marvel and Harry Link, with Jack Strachey doing the lyric. First up was Lester Young with his tenor saxophone, accompanied by Dodo Marmarosa piano, Red Callender bass, and Henry Green on the drums, 1945. Thelonious Monk, piano, Gary Mapp playing the bass, and Max Roach on the drums, and their version, Prestige Records. And also in L.A., 1952, Billie Holiday giving us the lyric, Oscar Peterson piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller playing the drums for Verve Records. Three versions of These Foolish Things. Duke Ellington used to ask his star performers to have their own little band. And they get some recordings. He said, only one thing, I want to play the piano. So Cootie said, fine. He called his band the Rug Cutters, having to do with all the people who were dancing at the time, and the time, 1937. We'll hear one by Williams called Downtown Uproar, and a beauty by Ellington called Blue Reverie. Thank you. And his Rug Cutters and his Trumpet. Variety Records, 1937. Downtown Uproar. He wrote that in Blue Reverie. Ellington wrote it. Cootie Trumpet, Joe Natten Trombone, Johnny Hodges Alto Saxophone, Harry Carney Baritone Saxophone, Ellington Piano, Hayes Alvis playing the drums, and bass, and Sonny Greer playing the drums. Cootie Williams and his Rug Cutters. I talked about dancing at a call. Somebody said, is that really true? Does that do that? I don't know about that, but I do know that the dancing in 1937 was just epidemic. And wonderful. I mean, so many people getting out and shaking it. And I don't know if it's that way now. I mean, you see things on television about dancing and all that, but how many dance halls are there? In this area where I am, there were 15 big ones. You know, 25, 3,000 people, so on and so forth. Bring your own. They furnish the ice. And so on. All that. Right here. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Captain Fingers is back in town, and he's got company. Guitar great Lee Ritenour is teaming up with pianist Dave Grusin at Jazz Alley Tuesday through Sunday. Both Lee and Dave are stopping by the KPLU studios for an exclusive performance Thursday afternoon at 12:15. More KPLU studio sessions at kplu.org. Thanks to Shack Arts Center for their support.
I'd like to compare Thelonious Monk Quintet in 1947 for Blue Note with his trio 1952 for Prestige. First, the quintet, meaning George Tate on trumpet, Edmund Gregory alto saxophone, Monk piano, Bob Page on string bass, and Art Blakey on the drums.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk, Blue Note Records, 1947. His quintet, George Tate, trumpet, Edmund Gregory, alto, Robert Page, string bass, Art Blakey, drums. Two of them written by Monk, Who Knows, and Monk's Mood. Now the Prestige, the trio, Gary Mapp bass and Art Blakey here again playing the drums. Blakey was wonderful about that. A lot of people think, eh, that guy's weird. I want to play with him. Blakey says he ain't weird, and if he is, God bless him. I went with him. Little Rudy Tootie. Monk wrote that. And then I'm going to stop and come back and give you the second one because I want to chase it. The Trio of Thelonious Monk, 1952, Little Rudy Tootie. Monk Trio Prestige Records, 1952, Gary Mapp on the bass, Art Blakey on the drums, Little Rudy Tootie. Now the same trio is going to do Monk's Dream, 1952, Prestige, then a jump, 1999 in Paris, Steve Lacy, soprano sax, Roswell Rudd, the trombone in their band, and their version of Monk's Dream. ¶¶ Monk's Dream, two versions, Thelonious Monk Trio, 1952 for Prestige, Monk Piano, Gary Mapp on bass and Art Blakey drums. Then 1999, Paris, Verve Records, Steve Lacy soprano, Roswell Rudd trombone, their band, which included Jean-Jacques Avenal playing bass, and John Betch playing the drums. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Willie 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Thank you.
Yes, I got myself a brand new posse. I'm a hottie and she's my posse, so everything is a hottie posse now. What I did was pop the question. She said, what a great suggestion. So everything is a hutsy-dutsy now. No more crying, no more sighing. I'm through with the blues. Does she love me? Try to stop me? I tell the world she do. Ooh, I got myself a brand new hutsy. I'm a hutsy and she's my hutsy. So everything is a hutsy-dutsy now.
Thomas Edison Diamond Disc Records, the Golden Gate Orchestra, or their other name, California Ramblers, 1925. The Flapper Wife, sung by Arthur Hall, and Everything is Hotsy-Totsy Now. Vernon Dalhart did that one. Frank Cush and Red Nichols played trumpets, Tommy Dorsey the trombone, Jimmy Dorsey the alto saxophone, Freddie Kusick the clarinet and a tenor, Adrian Rollini bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on the piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, and Stan King on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
KPLU adheres to the open meeting policy of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All meetings of the Community Advisory Council will be posted at kplu.org at least 7 days in advance. When the Pacific Lutheran University Board of Regents has action items pertaining to KPLU on their agenda, those meetings will be open to the public, and announcements will be posted on the KPLU website. For more information, call 253-535-8732 or go to kplu.org.
Sweet and pretty thing watching. 21 with lots of money, never cared for company. The bean slam from Alabama wouldn't save a dime a day. He'd go calling on Anna, and to her he'd say, you got everything a sweet daddy needs but me. you what you missing for, you don't know. Now honey, listen, why do you go without my kissing? When I've a brand of kisses, you can pawn me. I'm just a gal you want to have hanging around. Be a kind papa, don't turn a good gal down. Babe, I love you good and strong. Tell me why you wait so long. Cause you got everything it's me daddy needs but me. I'm just a gal you want to have hanging around. Be a kind papa, don't turn a good gal down. If you ever feeling bad, I've got something you never had. Cause you got everything it's me daddy needs for me. Somebody stole my man. I'm on my knees and Q's. He was the best man in this town, but he done throwed me down. I done stood about all I'm stood in. He ain't the best it is, but he's a some dumb good they wouldn't let me be. Just kept a biting me. Now they kept on biting. Done made me sore. I fixed them so they won't bite no more. Cause he's a darn hard blues to lose no life. He's cruel back biting thank you.
is, but he's a stone, down good on me. They wouldn't let me be. Just half a bite in me. Now they kept on biting. Done got my gold. I got a razor. They got a throat. Cause these are done hard. Blues to lose. No life. These cruel backbiting blues. I mean cruel backbiting blues.
Thank you.
The set started with Ellen Coleman, 1923. She also goes by the name of Helen Baxter. Two compositions by pianist-composer Lemuel Fowler. You've got Everything a Sweet Mama Needs and Cruel Backbiting Blues and fine, searing clarinet work by Percy Glasgow. Errol Garner Trio, meaning Garner Piano, Wyatt Reuther Bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums, 1953, Columbia Records, George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland, 1934, Duke Ellington, Victor Records, his composition Blue Feeling, featuring trumpet work by Cootie Williams, trombone Lawrence Brown, and clarinet by Barney Bigard. When I was working at home, I played that and recorded it, and I thought, hey, great clarinet, you know. Bigard was with him a long time, and just got tired of being on the road. You know how that might be, getting on a bus or riding along with somebody. And I decided to present three clarinetists, Jimmy Giuffre, Pee Wee Russell, and Mez Mesro. Thank you. Three clarinetists for you, starting with Jimmy Giuffre, Hollywood 1955 for Capitol Records. Lazy Tones, he wrote that. Trumpet, Jack Shelton. Ralph Pena playing the bass, and Artie Antone playing the drums. Then, 1962, Pee Wee Russell Quartet, Columbia Records. Marshall Brown, valve trombone. Russell George, string bass, and Ron Lundberg on the drums, and John Coltrane's Red Planet. Mez Mezro, Paris, 1955 for Vogue Records. Wallace Davenport, muted trumpet. Guy Lonon on open trumpet. Jimmy Archie, trombone. Claude Bowling at the piano. And Fred Moore playing the drums, and they did one they call Reverent Blues. Jimmy Giuffre, Pee Wee Russell, Mez Mezro. Here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Hi, this is David Green. Now, many of you know my voice really well. Some of you probably wake up to me. I mean, who knew that one of the perks of this job was all this pillow talk? Well, since you and I are close, I'm going to make a bold suggestion. When it's time to unload your current car, instead of trading it in, why don't you donate it to this station? Believe it or not, we can turn it into Morning Edition, All Things Considered, or Radiolab. It's easy. Here's how.
For more information, go to kplu.org/support.
Up next, for your listening enjoyment, is Sarah Martin, 1928. A couple of vocals by her. Joe Oliver's playing cornet, Charlie Green on trombone, Clarence Williams at the piano, Cyrus St. Clair on the tuba. And if Grandma's near you, and Grandpa, get him in. Let him hear this.
since I've made up my mind. I wanna stop loving you, 'cause you mistreat me all the time. Ah, this game called love, I played it on the think a good woman can be found anywhere. You never meant me no good. You've always had your way. Oh, you never meant me no good. You've always had your way. But things can't go on forever. They are bound to change someday. Son, I'm leaving you. Someday you'll understand.
I'm tired of them apparel.
meantime, Mama.
Sarah Martin, 1928, QRS Records, Long Island City, Mistreatin' Man Blues, and Mean Tight Mama. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you folks on Sunday afternoons. Let's do some duets.
Thank you. and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill, the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. So I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head. A summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance in this grave. you go to my head. Go to my head.
Duet, starting with Dave Brobeck piano and Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, 1975, Horizon Records. Alice in Wonderland, written by Sammy Fain and Bob Hilliard. These Foolish Things, Holt Marvel and Harry Link. And You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots, and the lyric by Haven Gillespie. Then Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass, voice and guitar, 1973 for Pablo Records, and their version of You Go to My Head. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Captain Fingers is back in town, and he's got company. Guitar great Lee Ritenour is teaming up with pianist Dave Grusin at Jazz Alley Tuesday through Sunday. Both Lee and Dave are stopping by the KPLU studios for an exclusive performance Thursday afternoon at 12:15. More KPLU studio sessions at kplu.org. Thanks to Shack Arts Center for their support.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a flower from its stem, and the stem weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is what you make. So, darling, please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? You take the ocean's roar and leave but a sigh. All this your heart won't let you do. Then if it's all the same to you, don't take your love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chaste, a composition by Henry Nemo. Don't Take Your Love From Me. Starting with Stan Kenton's version, his arrangement for Bud Shank's alto saxophone, Capitol Records, Hollywood, 1954. Then Mildred Bailey doing an arrangement of Alec Wilder for her with piano work by Teddy Wilson, 1940, Columbia Records, Don't Take Your Love From Me. And solo pianist Errol Garner, 1955 for Columbia also, and Don't Take Your Love From Me, plus Garner playing the verse and the chorus of If I Had You, written by Ted Shapiro, Jimmy Campbell, Reg Connolly, 1928. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
When you support KPLU, you make it all happen. Your contribution makes it possible for us to provide you with the NPR and in-depth Northwest news, as well as the jazz and blues programs you enjoy. The majority of our funding comes from listener support, so if you're not currently a member, become one today. Find out how easy it is by clicking on Support This Station at kplu.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazz Men, Blue Note Records, 1944. Johnson's piano, Sidney DeParis trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Ben Webster on tenor, Jimmy Arthur Shirley guitar, John Simmons bass, Sidney Catlett on the drums. What do we hear? Victory Stride by Johnson, Blue Miz by Johnson, and After You've Gone by John Turner Layton. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ken Wiley, for yet another great Sunday afternoon of jazz. And I've got a great Sunday evening of blues coming up right after Stardate.
Stardate, August 23rd. A few car makers are starting to build automobiles that are powered by fuel cells. The cells use a chemical reaction to combine hydrogen and oxygen, producing electricity and water. Some of the first fuel cells were built to power the two-seat Gemini spacecraft. In fact, the first test model was orbiting Earth 50 years ago today, aboard Gemini 5. Gemini was designed to develop and test the equipment and techniques needed to get astronauts to the moon. Gemini 5 was scheduled to last 8 days, the minimum time expected for a trip to the moon and back. Gemini couldn't carry enough batteries for such a long flight, though, so engineers developed fuel cells to keep its lights burning. Gemini 5 launched on August 21st, 1965.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Liftoff. We're off on the hour.
When they reached orbit, astronauts Gordon Cooper and Pete Conrad were trying to rendezvous with a small pod they'd ejected into space. After the flight, Cooper explained what happened next.
About this period of time, we had a small problem that started occurring. The fuel cell oxygen was decreasing rather rapidly in pressure. I made the decision that we should go through a power down.
The problem threatened to scuttle the mission, but the system eventually settled down, allowing Gemini 5 to spend the full 8 days in orbit. Fuel cells later powered the Apollo flights to the moon and the space shuttle, and someday they may even power many of the cars cruising on American highways. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And here's a look at our Puget Sound area weather forecast. If you can see through the smoke, the weather is supposed to be mostly clear tonight with lows around 58. And for Monday, sunny with a high near 74. And right now in Seattle, it's about 81 degrees with haze and smoke. Olympia, 84 with haze and smoke. Bellingham, where you hear us at 88.7, smoke and 74 degrees. And thanks for tuning in. Good evening. Sunday night, 6 o'clock. I'm John Kessler, and doing my best here. 6 hours of all blues stacked up next to me. And amongst them are new CDs from people like Shamika Copeland and Buddy Guy and Boo Boo Davis. So lots of great stuff for us to listen to all night long, starting right now. It's Muddy Waters on 88.5.